Welcome to the Corey Lee Show, where our focus is on building leaders and transforming culture. My name is Corey Lee, and in each episode, I aspire to ignite something on the inside of you that encourages you to grow yourself and to make an impact on the world around you. Welcome to the Corey Lee Show. Welcome back to the Corey Lee Show. In this very brief podcast episode that I entitle, I'd rather be a slave in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. And I just want to share this with you. This is Exodus 14, 12. This is what the Israelites said. Is this not the word we told you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians as slaves than to die here in the wilderness. The Israelites were set free from Egypt in this moment, and God had led them out by the way of the sea. He was taking them the long way around rather than the direct route. And the Israelites, they saw the Egyptians barreling down on them, and this is what they spoke to Moses. They gave into their fear, and they said, leave us alone. Did we not tell you to leave us alone? It would be better for us to serve as slaves in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. See, when they saw the danger, their hearts wanted to return back to what was familiar, even if that thing that was familiar had them locked in as slaves without freedom. See, Jesus came to save and to set us free. We are no longer slaves to sin. The jail cell has been unlocked and is wide open to step out. And as we step out, Holy Spirit begins to lead us through our own wilderness of killing off the flesh. Jesus said to take up your cross and to follow me, to die daily to the flesh. He said, if he who loses his life for my sake will find it. See, the wilderness is where we go to find life, but it's also where we go to die. This is the journey to freedom, the promised land, and the abundant life. But the flesh must die. This is the very uncomfortable thing and causes many to say the same thing the Israelites said. Wouldn't it be better to serve as a slave than to die in this wilderness? But I like watching porn. You mean I got to confess that to someone? Man, I would rather allow that to be my master than to die of embarrassment here in the wilderness. But see, I like to numb out my feelings of emotional pain, anxiety, fear, shame, and guilt with these drugs and these alcohol. Don't you know how hard it is to let go? Don't you know what they've done to me? Do you not know what they said to me or the mistakes that I've even done myself? It's better to not feel anything than to die in the wilderness and deal with the deep work. It's just easier that way. And see, the list goes on and on for each of us. But how easy it is to want to turn back to what's familiar, even if what's familiar is our own prison cell. It's easier to step back into that cell than it is to walk the journey towards freedom, which takes a hard right turn into the wilderness where my flesh will die if I allow the Holy Spirit to do His work. See, there is a power in this work, though. There is freedom. Every single chain is removed. Rest is so much sweeter. There's no more striving and forcing or making things happen. These weights of resistance are completely removed. The colors of the world are brighter instead of shades of gray. There's love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and abundant life and blessings beyond the imagination. Those are the fruits you partake in of on this journey and on the other side of the wilderness. It's freedom to the fullest. Take the step out of that jail cell. Grab Holy Spirit's extended hand. Journey through the wilderness. Allow Him to remove the chains that bind. Allow Him to put His healing salve on the wounds of your enslavement. Allow Him to replace anxiety with peace, to replace anger with joy, hate with love, pride with goodness, and fear with faith. The one who turns ashes into beauty, He replaces mourning with the oil of gladness and takes off the spirit of heaviness and trades it out for the garment of praise. It's way better for us to die in the wilderness and to step into our promised land than it is to serve a master that only has one desire, and that's to steal life away from you, to kill off every dream and desire and purpose in which you were created for, and to destroy you. You were created for life and life abundant. So step right on in. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of The Corey Lee Show. Y'all, I am on a mission to build leaders and to transform culture. So if you're looking for a speaker who speaks directly to the heart, a mentor to come alongside you and your team, or if you're in a position where you're looking for a personal coach who embraces where you are and also believes in who you could become, then I would be honored to walk this path with you. Simply reach out to me on my email at Corey@CoreyLeeLeadership.com. Look, let's make your vision a reality. Contact me and together we'll navigate the path from aspiration to achievement. Your transformation, it starts now. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me today. I hope I have added value to you. And if you have found value in this episode, let me know. Drop a comment and make sure you share with a friend or family member. See you next episode.